Welcome to History of the Modern World podcast. My name is Olivia Heitz. I'll be your host for tonight. Welcome to today's podcast. In this episode, I will discuss an artifact from the great Aztec Empire in the context of two themes. First, the expansive traditions of the Aztecs, and second, the hybridization of cultures and religions within the empire when the Spaniards arrived in 1521. Today, it is hard to visualize the 183,475 miles that the Aztec Empire's waterway system, called the Chinampas, covered. Unfortunately, today, only a few canals remain. With the Spanish invasion in 1521, most of the canals were not put to use by the conquistadors and were covered up. I'm watching a video of a man standing up in one of the canoe-like boats, pulling along like a Venetian gondolier down one of the Chinampa canals. I'm sure it's a lot harder than he makes it look. These canals were constructed during the Aztec Empire and made it possible for the empire to expand while controlling outlying populations, becoming excellent farmers, and they were also a means of transportation that connected the vast empire. The Aztecs' expansive tradition is world-renowned. To understand how expansive the Aztec Empire was, think the entire central Mexico, with the southern border being Guatemala. Everything of central Mexico was the Aztec Empire. That's an enormous amount of land. The Aztec Empire emerged in the 13th century in Mesoamerica. Mesoamerica was central Mexico to Honduras and Nicaragua in the south. Much greater than just the Aztec Empire, but the Aztec Empire did cover an large amount of it. The arrival of the Aztecs marked the end of a previous Mesoamerican power, the Toltecs. The Aztecs built their capital on Lake Texcoco, a pristine lake on the northern edge of central Mexico with great spiritual value to the Aztecs. They drained and planted the lake with artificial islands to garden and establish the capital, Tenochtitlan. Due to their sophisticated irrigation methods and tradition of military might, the Aztecs were able to expand and conquer and become a successful empire and state until the 1521 Spanish invasion. The Aztec capital, Tenochtitlan, was built on swampy but rich ground, and the Chinampa canal system was key for the production of food for the people of capital. Let's take a step back and try to look at the empire from bird's eye view. What do we see? I see that water is of the highest value to the Aztecs. The marvelous agricultural creations irrigated crops and provided food for the Aztec people. Water was venerated in the Aztec culture, not just for its usefulness in the agricultural and transportation sectors, but also because it was a symbol of fertility and purity. This ties into the artifact I have with me today. The artifact I will speak about represents the Aztecs' expansive traditions by means of the Chinampas and the hybridity of cultures and religions within the empire and their survival after the Spanish invasion. This artifact survived an invasion that hybridized Spanish Catholicism and the indigenous religions, and in some cases, the indigenous religions were completely wiped out. What I have with me today is a stone figurine standing almost a foot tall and 7 inches wide of the goddess Chalchutlicu, the Aztec goddess that represents the preciousness and purity of water. The figurine is kneeling in a pose often attributed to idols, with her hands resting delicately on her knees, her shoulders are back, and she is looking straight ahead with a sense of purpose. She wears a cloak that would have been blue to complement her relationship to water, and a headdress that would have been ornately beaded had it been the real thing, but simple in colors, just blues and greens. The expert on the Mesoamerican department of the British Museum describes the statue as a figurine of the goddess Chalchutlicu, made of andesite. The figurine is depicted with a banded cap, ear tassels, and a fringed shoulder cape. A pleated fan is attached to the back of her head. The curator also explained the significance of the goddess in Aztec culture. The image of the goddess Chalchutlicu, or jade skirt, as translated in the Aztec language, figures prominently in the codices as a beautiful young woman representing the purity and preciousness of water. She is invariably painted blue, signaling her role in mythology as the wife of, mother, or sister of Tlaloc, the rain god. She is associated with spring water used to irrigate the fields and as a patron saint of fishermen with lakes and rivers. She also plays an important role in birth ceremonies. And that ends the quote from the British Museum curator on the Mesoamerican area. This statue was made during the Aztec reign, so it could have been carved anywhere between 1300 and 1521 when the Spanish came and destroyed many religious idols. It would have been placed in a temple used to venerate the many gods of the many religions practiced by the Aztec peoples. These temples were ubiquitous in the Aztec Empire, and their contents, like this figurine, were not owned by anyone and were considered godlike themselves. The statue also tells us something else important, just from its very existence. Recall when I spoke about the Spaniards' hybridization of religions and cultures earlier in the podcast, how in 1521, when the Spaniards invaded, so did their missionaries and so did their religion, and they made a combination of Catholicism and the indigenous religions by incorporating many indigenous idols into local churches, local Catholic churches. The existence of this statue supports the evidence of an afterlife, quote-unquote, of indigenous cultures after the Spanish invasion. This artifact speaks to the stubbornness of Aztecs' belief even after the empire fell in 1521 with the Spaniards' invasion, when Catholic churches and missionaries swamped all of the Americas. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all for today's podcast. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a good day.